The president of the American Radio Relay League has responded to a CQ magazine editorial dealing with the soon-to-be-in-place Region 2 ban plan, and also to our coverage of the story here on Newsline. Joel Harrison, W5ZN, says that the CQ editorial that made several accusations against the ARRL was based on rumor and false information. He also says that it is unfortunate that we at Newsline chose to publish the story without even contacting the ARRL to determine if there was any validity to it, or as a minimum to seek out the facts in this matter. A few days ago, in an email exchange, we invited ARRL Executive Vice President Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, to address the subject. The reply instead came from President Harrison. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, has the rest of what Joel Harrison, W5ZN, had to say.
Okay, before I begin, get a paper and pencil ready, because there are going to be a number of URLs that you might want to visit. We'll only state them once in this verbal report. If you miss them, you'll have to go to our website and download this week's text file. ARRL President Harrison addresses the CQ magazine as follows. We quote, "The December CQ editorial is based on the mistaken assumption that the new IARU Region 2 ban plan is an ARRL initiative. It is not, nor is it in any way a vehicle to achieve regulation by bandwidth. That premise is based on a false rumor that you've unfortunately fallen prey to. The genesis of the Region 2 ban plan, available at http://www.iaru-r2.org/band-plan/, is actually based on the ban plan adopted by IARU Region 1 at its conference in Davos, Switzerland in September 2005, and available at http://www.iaru-r1.org/specterumbp.htm. If you compare the two, you'll see that there are striking similarities, including most of the features that you incorrectly attribute to the ARRL, which has no standing or membership in IARU Region 1. It happens that the ARRL's regulation by bandwidth petition, the now withdrawn RM11306, also drew on the Region 1 ban plan. This is acknowledged on page 10 of the petition, which is available at http://www.awrl.org/announce/regulatory/rm-11306-asfiled.pdf. The similarities between RM11306 and the Region 2 ban plan are the result of having some common roots, but the two are not otherwise related. In particular, the Region 2 ban plan is not a vehicle for achieving what has not yet been achieved through FCC rulemaking. ARRL representatives did participate in the discussion of the ban plan in Committee BC at the Region 2 conference in Brasilia in mid-September, and I cast the vote on behalf of the ARRL for the plenary meeting to adopt the committee's recommendation. I did so knowing that the new ban plan isn't perfect. Committee work inevitably involves compromise and accepting the views of others that are different from your own, but also knowing that it is a significant improvement over the old one. In any case, ban plans are simply voluntary guidelines and do not have the force or significance of regulations. CQ is well aware of this, since participants in their contests routinely violate ban plans with impunity, but risk disqualification or worse if they knowingly violate FCC rules. The continuing support from CQ for the concept of regulation by bandwidth is greatly appreciated. The ARRL board remains of the same view. Regulation by bandwidth is essential to the orderly introduction of new digital modes into the HF bands. However, the ARRL will not be pursuing rulemaking until some degree of consensus can be achieved in the amateur community. It is particularly important to avoid unintended consequences for traditional modes. The original RM11306 petition accomplished that through the combination of a specific provision for AM and the replacement of the existing FCC Part 97 definition of, quote, bandwidth, unquote, which currently is based on occupied bandwidth, with the definition of, quote, necessary bandwidth, unquote. The distinction is important because it avoids the difficult issue of measuring the actual bandwidth of transmitted signals. By definition, the necessary bandwidth of an SSB signal is 2700 Hz. If the rule specified a bandwidth limit of 2700 Hz, an SSB signal would comply regardless of its actual bandwidth, as long as an existing rule, 97.307A, was also observed. This is not a change from the present situation. The editorial properly credits the ARRL with having conducted an open process of soliciting input during the three-year period of development of RM 11306. As one of the 39 member societies of IARU Region 2, the ARRL will, as always, continue to openly work to improve the Region 2 band planning process prior to the next conference, and to give its members ample opportunity to offer comments and suggestions. 73 Joel Harrison, W5ZN, ARRL President. And I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, reporting for the Amateur Radio Newsline.